Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And, you know, as usual, we have a trove of music that we want to talk about that
so
we haven't
much.
Had a chance to talk about. This special bonus podcast is going to be devoted to yet another entry in our ballooning quantity of Desert Island Jukebox favorites. Jim, give us a little hint about what you're going to play for us.
Well, Greg, I'm going to talk a little bit about a band that is essentially known for one song that everybody knows, but I ain't going to play that song.
Ooh, okay. All right, we're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, brewing Chicago-inspired beers since 1988, our friends at Goose Island have award-winning, refreshing beverages ranging from hazy IPAs to the new 312 Lemonade Shandy, only available in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, okay, intriguing intro. Can't wait to hear what you got in the Desert Island Jukebox today.
Well, I'm going to set this up by saying I got my second dose of the Pfizer vaccine this morning down at Northwestern Hospital in Chicago. You know, it was amazing. They were doing 50 vaccines every 5 minutes, and the feeling in that room was so celebratory, Greg. And I was just thinking how I don't think media in general is pointing enough to the accomplishment of science in getting this vaccine to people in such a short time after the start of the pandemic. So I was thinking about songs that are about medication, right? I was looking for my favorite all-time song about medication. First, I got to tell you about the Standells. This is an incredible band, right? Forms in 1962, when it is still sort of surf rocky, early pre-garage rock, right? And then they become an avatar of that Nuggets era of psychedelic garage rock, 66, 67. They only score one hit, Dirty Water, right?
Yeah.
You know
where you're going with this.
None of the fellas in the band, they're all from Los Angeles, or their producer, who's from Los Angeles. Nobody's ever been to... The producer was in Boston once. The boys in the band were never in Boston, right? The producer went to Boston and got mugged while he was walking on a bridge over the River Charles.
That sounds nasty.
Hence, Dirty Water. Everybody knows that song. I don't follow basketball, but apparently the Boston Red Sox have it as a theme. The Boston Bruins. I don't even know what these sports are, okay? You know, big song in Boston. Love that Dirty Water. The Standells have a great story, though. It is formed by the keyboard player Larry Tamblyn. If that name sounds familiar, his brother is actor Russ Tamblyn.
Oh, okay.
West Side Story.
Right.
Da, 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 right? And his niece is Amber Tamblyn, great actress of closer to our generation anyway. You know, they go through a couple of drummers, and then they hire this guy, Dick Dodd. Dick Dodd was a Mouseketeer, right, of the original Mickey Mouse Club. So this is a real Los Angeles story. You know, children of actors and actors themselves, relatives of actors. Not surprisingly, the Standells get cast to play the band in a really cool sitcom. Circa 64, 65, they're covering a Beatles song. Can you name the sitcom?
You know, I do remember seeing this. I can't remember it, though.
They are on the Munsters.
That's right.
In an episode called The Far
I've seen
Out.
That, yeah.
The Far Out Munsters, right? So they have their one hit with Dirty Water, and like all many, like so many of those mid-60s Nuggets garage bands, they disappear. But the one album they put out that really connected with people, because it had the hit, has an amazing song called Medication, right? I don't know if you know this tune. It's been covered by a lot of other garage bands. You know, it is basically a love song to a drug. Or the woman is a drug, I get high on you, baby. There's a couple of lines of you know, questionable ilk in there if we think about him talking to a girl. But really, he's talking to a drug, right? You're my medication, telling you, telling me, right? And I just thought, hey, I'm really glad I got this medication. Now, maybe, you know, maybe it's because the side effects are hitting.
That's good.
But the Standells from 1966. Oh, you know why they were the Standells?
No.
Because they couldn't get arrested. You know, nobody wanted to book this band, hire this band, give them a record contract. So they spent all their time standing outside record companies and booking agents, and they were always standing, and they became the Standells. Okay, okay. Medication by the Standells. Medication. You know, we think of the garage punk era as fast and furious, right, but that's right. A hypnotic song.
Yeah, they had a number of good tracks that are kind of like deep cuts on, you know, garage rock compilations. They also had a track called Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White.
Yes.
That's another track that I really love by them. But I didn't realize the Boston connection was so tenuous. I just kind of assumed they were from Boston.
There was no point. Yeah. I could have also done spiritualized song Medication.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's talking about heroin. I can't connect that to the vaccine.
Yes. That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor at soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.